He didn't budge. Hadley's jaw hardened. This was a hospital, not the fucking Hilton. Roger! There was no movement, no sound, and now a prickle of unease snaked its way through Hadley's belly. Every 2 weeks for the past year, this man had come to her complaining of lower back pain. But tonight, his chart said neck and shoulders. Shit. Hadley dashed toward her patient's head, rolling him onto his back as she flipped the red lever on the side of the bed, sending it flat with a bang. She leaned down to study the patient's chest for the telltale rise and fall of breathing. It didn't move. Her fingers flew to his neck, checking for a pulse. Nothing. Oh, Jesus, Roger! Hadley slammed her fist into the blue button above the bed. I need help in room 3! She'd already begun chest compressions when an automated voice announced, Code Blue, room 3, over the emergency room speakers. Brenda, the charge nurse, skidded into the room, her blonde ponytail flapping. What's going on?
Full code, get the cart!
Brenda ran into the hallway, returning seconds later holding a white CPR board in one hand and dragging the crash cart with the other. An older nurse, Gracie, followed with a computerized tablet to record notes. Brenda slid the board between Roger's back and the mattress fast enough that Hadley didn't miss a single compression. I'll grab the bagger. Hadley continued what she was doing while the nurse positioned the purple bag valve mask over Roger's invisible mouth. It was hiding somewhere beneath his scraggly beard, right? As she continued to press in a rhythmic motion on Roger's chest, Hadley's fingers detected the crackling of cartilage. This was a good sign. It meant she was doing it hard enough. Her arms and shoulders cried out in exhaustion, which she ignored. She'd allow herself to be tired later, once Roger had rejoined the living. Relief flooded her as Caleb Lee, one of her favorite third-year residents, came into the room, followed by a young woman she didn't recognize, but whose saucer-like eyes pegged her as one of the first-year residents, who was just starting the one-month rotations in the ER.
Caleb, come take over compressions, and you!
She pointed to the first year, whose name she would bother to learn later.
Stand by to relieve him.
Freed from the back-breaking job of chest compressions, Hadley scanned the room to assess her team. While she'd been preoccupied with keeping the blood circulating through the patient's body, the code team had arrived, consisting of 2 additional nurses plus Jay, the respiratory technician, who took over ventilation from Brenda. Hadley pointed to the tall, dark-skinned woman in pink scrubs.
Kim, he doesn't have an IV yet. Get that going and start a 1-liter bag of saline.
She shifted her finger to the woman with the red curly hair positioned beside the crash cart.
Deb, ready to position the defibrillator pads whenever you are.
In a flash, Deb tore open the buttons of Roger's threadbare flannel shirt to reveal his pale chest and set to work opening the package and removing the paper backing from the 2 adhesive pads that would soon deliver shocks to his heart. The team assembled, and their roles affirmed. Hadley brought everyone up to speed.
Patient is a 26-year-old female. Shattered pelvis. Extensive chest trauma.
Patient is Roger Hart, age 47. I'm sure most of you have met him before. He's a regular. I found him unconscious on the bed and started compressions at 23:49.
A quick glance at the wall clock told Hadley they were nearing the 2-minute mark. Gracie's stylist tapped furiously at the tablet's dark screen. The murderous look on her face suggested the high-tech contraption was misbehaving again.
Oh, poor Roger.
Kim's expression remained neutral as she slid a large bore IV into his forearm, but compassion filled her eyes.
He's a nice guy. We've chatted lots of times.
With a little growl, Gracie tossed the tablet onto the counter and grabbed hold of the roll of paper towel that was mounted on the wall. She unspooled about 12 sheets and resumed her note-taking on the white paper surface, using a black permanent marker that she always kept at the ready in her breast pocket.
How long has he been down, Dr. Moore?
Unknown, Hadley replied.
Anyone remember when he entered the exam room?
Just after 11:30, Brenda said. I brought him in. He said his neck and shoulders were sore.
So, as long as 19 minutes.
Hadley pressed her lips together, maintaining her calm exterior, even as her brain calculated the terrible odds of survival if he'd been without